Morton Feldman's cello and orchestra. Paul Watkins was the cello soloist here in the Barbican Hall, and Pierre-André Vallard conducted the BBC Symphony Orchestra. Feldman wrote that in Berlin in 1972, and the location may have shaped and sharpened his sense of the need to reflect on the agony of the Holocaust, which he expresses, particularly in the last movement. Paul Watkins himself is taking a rather interesting shift in his career. He has, of course, a major career as a solo cellist and as principal cello of the National Ensemble. And here he has been heartily applauded by his fellow musicians in the orchestra. But in the year 2002, Paul Watkins won first prize in the Leeds Conductors Competition. And he has quite a number of conducting engagements in the coming year, but he insisted to me beforehand that he had absolutely no intention of giving up the cello. Good thing too. And now to John Cage again. In the 5 years before he died, Cage worked on a series of what he called his number pieces. 101, and it's written like that, one letter O, one, was written in 1988, and the parts for the musicians are expressed in flexible time brackets. It's perhaps a little easier to try to describe what goes on in the orchestra in 101. Cage divides it into three groups. The largest, comprising the strings, piano, harp, flutes and clarinets, provides a steady, quiet, Ivesian sort of background. Group two, the percussion, intervenes sporadically and in a haphazard kind of way. The third group, brass and the other winds, appear twice only, the second time near the end, signalling the sense of disintegration. There is actually quite an expression of disintegration going on the concert platform, because apart from anything else, the conductor's podium is being dismantled and taken off, because Pierre-André Vallard, the conductor, doesn't conduct the performance. He waits backstage to start the three clocks, which will appear on the three television screens which are aligned across the front of the platform. And all that's being sorted out now. 101 contains all Cage's familiar forays into the indeterminate. In doing so, Cage ventured into what the philosopher Carl Jung called the terror of randomness, adding that this might explain the intense opposition it generated. Whatever you may think of Cage's music, nobody should ever underestimate the courage it took to compose as he did. So, as I say, the conductor's platform, or at least the bar behind it, has been dismantled. The television sets, which will give the musicians their cues, are just being fully aligned and checked. And as soon as that's ready and the technical side of things is working, Pierre-André Vallard will start the three clocks which appear on the television screens to guide the BBC Symphony Orchestra through John Cage's 101. And every musician has in front of them a note from Cage about the philosophy behind the music. It comes from Thoreau: the best form of government is no government at all, and that's the form we'll have when we are ready for it. And he talks of the deprivation of the poor, does Cage, the demoralization of both the poor and the rich, and the ruination of the environment. He blames it on the government's collaboration with the military and the corporate. Stage technicians are almost off the platform, and the orchestra will then play. Once Pierre-André Vallard has begun the start, the three clocks, which appear on the television screens facing the orchestra.